Good morning. This is your Daily Berlin Briefing for June 14th, 2017. A spectacular court case came to a close yesterday. Six young men from Syria and Libya were being tried after they set fire to the makeshift pillow of a homeless man who was sleeping on a bench at U-Bahnhof Schönlandstraße. The case and the published CCTV material caused attention across Germany as the men were walking away from the scene, laughing and joking. The victim survived and was unharmed thanks to bystanders intervening and putting the fire out. A 21-year-old was convicted to 2 years and 9 months in prison for attempted criminal assault, as he was the individual who attempted to light the paper tissue under the sleeping man's head. Initially, the case was negotiated as attempted murder. The man apologized for his behavior and explained that he was under the influence of alcohol and drugs during the incident. He admitted that it was his idea and stated that he did not want to harm the man. His intent was to just startle the victim. Three of the men, aged 17 and 18, were convicted to 8 months youth arrest on parole for assisting in an attempted criminal assault. The other two men were sentenced to 4 weeks youth arrest and charitable work for failure to assist a person in danger. In 2016, 175 former British citizens living in Berlin made the switch to having German passports. This is a record high. The year before, only 45 changes were registered. The total number of Brits applying for German citizenship rose from 665 to 2,865. The boom can be directly linked to the Brexit vote, which caused insecurities for British people living abroad. Most newly registered Germans come from Turkey and Poland. Normally, the interest of EU citizens to change nationality is rather low. Only amongst Bulgarians and Romanians, and now amongst Brits, a higher willingness is registered. After 11 years of reconstruction, the work at Bahnhof Ostkreuz is slowly wrapping up. The project is on time, within budget, and scheduled to be finalized in December 2018. This means that the S3 line will be extended to its original route, there will be an S-Bahn to BER, and additional regional trains will stop at the station. Travelers, however, will be impacted during this time. Starting July 21st, the tracks between Lichtenberg and Ostkreuz will be completely closed down for 4 weeks. Replacement buses, or Schienenersatzverkehr, will be offered during that time. Starting August 8th, there will be no S-Bahn traffic between Karlshorst and Ostkreuz. North-South connections, Ringbahn, S8, S85, and S9 will not be affected for the moment. Two Chinese giant pandas are scheduled to arrive in Berlin on June 24th. They will be living in the Berlin Zoo, which built a special panda facility at a cost of 10 million euros. The pandas' arrival will unofficially open BER. Though landing in Schönefeld, they will be unloaded and processed in the cargo area of the new airport, making them the first passengers of BER. The first opportunity for the public to see the pandas will be July 5th. Chancellor Angela Merkel and China's President Xi Jinping will be attending the opening ceremony of the panda facility, the only one of its kind in Germany. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we're doing, tell your friends. Thanks for listening.